Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The number of Iowans filing first-time jobless claims surged more than 55% last week. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports 8,386 claims filed in Iowa in the last full week of 2024. That's Iowa's highest level in 4 years. Meanwhile, weekly jobless claims in Illinois were also at two-year highs last month. That's as the number of unemployed Illinoisans filing claims last week held relatively steady at about 16,700. A U.S. representative from Illinois says a coalition of centrist Democrats is going to wield more power during Congress's next session. The new Democrat coalition will have 108 members. The center-left group says it's dedicated to breaking so-called gridlock in Washington. Congressman Brad Schneider of Deerfield has been elected to lead it for the next 2 years. He says the coalition is growing, which might force more bipartisan efforts.
The Republicans have a very narrow majority. In fact, in the this coming Congress, it's going to be 2 to 3 votes that they can lose before it won't pass. So if they want to actually move things forward in a constructive way, I think they're going to have to reach across the aisle.
Nikki Budzinski of Springfield, Illinois, is also part of the coalition, which formed in 1997. Starting this month, pregnant Iowans on Medicaid will now have health care coverage for a full 12 months after giving birth. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs has details.
Pregnant Iowans on Medicaid previously had postpartum coverage for only 2 months. Iowa was one of the last states to approve the extension last legislative session after the federal government started offering permanent matching funds to states that did so. Christian Petker is the chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Iowa. He says many serious issues can come up beyond the first 2 months postpartum.
That includes hypertension, diabetes, mental health disorders. So extending it out another 12 months gives person and the care team time to develop a longitudinal care plan.
However, Iowa lawmakers also lowered the income cutoff for pregnant Iowans to qualify for Medicaid. It was 375% of the federal poverty level. Now it's 215%. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The National Weather Service says a significant winter storm is likely to hammer the Midwest, including southern portions of our WVIK listening area this weekend. Heavy snow with total accumulations between 4 and 10 inches are possible from Saturday night through Sunday. The highest snow totals are favored in northeast Missouri and west central Illinois. Blowing and drifting snow is also expected Sunday and Sunday night, which could make travel especially difficult. Most of the winter storm is expected to skirt south of the Quad Cities area with deeper impacts on Burlington, Macomb, and Peoria. Meanwhile, the Illinois Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to stay in their vehicles with their seatbelts on if they're involved in a crash amid icy road conditions. Anna Godina is IDOT's operation engineer in District 4.
Just in case something else were to happen, if you are outside, your chances of getting hit increase exponentially. So we really want you to stay in your car.
Godina says vehicles should also carry an emergency kit when driving at this time of year. A kit includes things like a blanket, coat, hand warmers, a cell phone, and water. IDOT also recommends drivers keeping at least 3 car lengths between their vehicle and snow plows on the highways. In the winter months in the Midwest can be especially difficult for veterans. As Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer reports, mental and emotional health issues continue to affect housing opportunities for veterans.
Nearly 20% of Iowa's veterans don't own their own home, according to numbers from the nonprofit Housing Assistance Council. Prevalence of mental or emotional illness is also more common among vets. Stacy Albus is County Veterans Service Officer with the Blackhawk County VA. She says in the winter months, mental health struggles limit veteran housing options for those applying to rent.
Sometimes they can be difficult to house due to that previous history and landlords not necessarily wanting to rent to individuals with certain records or background.
According to state data, about 47,000 vets in the state live with some disability. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
And I'm Joseph Leahy. This is WVIK News.